welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. You know, lately I've been thinking about the choruses we used to sing in the 70s, that here we are together again, just praising the name of the Lord. That was one of them. But here we are. Those of you who are regular listeners, it's good to be back together again to share the things of the Lord. And if you're a new listener, we pray that you would be blessed. The name of this ministry is The Unveiled Christ. And there's a song that Brother Glass sings at the conclusion of the broadcast, written, I think it was 1918, The Unveiled Christ. And this is the mission of this ministry since its inception in 1965, to preach who Jesus is. He's the unveiled Christ, the veil of His flesh being torn, and we see Him revealed in glory in the book of Revelation as He appeared to John, whose eyes were as a flame of fire and whose feet were as polished brass, as if they burned in a furnace. This is the Christ that we preach, who has power in all power in heaven and on earth, and who will one day soon return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so it's not only the function and purpose of this ministry to share who Jesus is, what He has provided for us through His ministry, through His suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension, to be seated at the right hand of the Father ever living to make intercession for us, but also to reveal the mystery of Christ in us, the hope of glory, that since Jesus is now with the Father until He returns, until the Father says, "Son, it's time, go get your bride." Until that time, we are His hands and feet. We are His mouthpiece. We are the body of Christ throughout the earth, and that is His entire corporate body. He is the head, and He doesn't have many different bodies. You know, the various denominations, well, that's one body, and then there's this body. There's your church, and there's the church I attend. No, they're all one body, and God is working to bring us all together as watchmen that can see eye to eye and to declare the lateness of the hour. But having said all that, I'm thrilled and pleased to be with you again. And before I was coming on the air, the Lord placed a couple of thoughts, word of knowledge on my heart that I just want to obey God. There is someone listening, but there could be more than one, but you have been presented with a responsibility. You've been asked whether or not you would like to lead a Bible study, and you feel somewhat intimidated and like you're not, you don't know the Word well enough, and you're just sort of insecure and unsure. Well, I will pray for you. And also, there's a brother listening who attends a regular men's fellowship, and you've been asked to share your testimony or whatever God would put on your heart. And I want to pray for you as well. You know, the purpose of Jesus' coming, the purpose of sharing the Word of God, all wonderful God-ordained ministries that are being obedient to that and seeking to preach the whole counsel of God without fear or favor of man, are there to equip you. And of course, sometimes one of our challenges is to feel that we're up to the task, but He is making us all able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation, regardless of what your area of influences. You may be up in years, or you may be quite young, just learning the things of the faith, young spiritually, or perhaps young in years. Doesn't make any difference. God uses us exactly where we are. He knows our shortcomings. He knows our limitations. And God was able to use someone like Paul, who was very strong-willed and rather stubborn, because it took God speaking to him, "Saul, Saul, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks," blinding him, knocking him off of his horse, and having a real experience with Jesus. It took that. Thank God for some of us, we don't have to be quite as stubborn, and we don't need quite as dramatic an encounter with the living God. But God, and then he uses, well, we say ignorant fishermen. Well, as you read the epistle of Peter and James, they were not ignorant. They may have not been educated in terms of the religious circles of their day, but it was very strongly noted that they had been with Jesus. And the Holy Spirit continued where Jesus left off when he was physically present with them, just as he's with us now to empower the church, you and I, to present profound spiritual truths as we see contained in the writings that they left. James' epistle has such practical significance and application to our daily lives. All the Word of God is wonderful. So where am I going? I'm simply saying, and we're going to pray for these individuals that have been asked to lead a Bible study, this brother who is to share his testimony, to share whatever God put on his heart, that let me just say, and I speak from experience, because I was, when I was asked to minister the Word of God, I felt, back in the 70s, I felt very insecure and very unable. I didn't have Bible school training. And yet, let me just say, to have confidence to know that the Holy Spirit will lead you. The Word preaches itself. What I'm going to be sharing these next few days is simply one verse of Scripture, and I'm sharing other Scriptures that are simply going to back it up and enhance it. So just be encouraged that if whatever God speaks to your heart, there's perfect and beautiful continuity out throughout God's Word. There is no, errors. There are no irreconcilable passages. We may not fully understand them. We don't have the original documents. We may not be able to read Hebrew and Greek. But the point is, we know by faith that all Scripture is given by the anointing of God. It was given to holy men of old that we may be understand and know the ways of the Lord, understand His character. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness. So, beloved, I'm going to pray right now, but just trust the Lord, and He will give you His anointing. Beloved, you have this treasure in your earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of you. So it's not your eloquence of speech. Remember how Moses tried to get out of his call? And yes, the Lord provided Aaron. But the fact of the matter is, Moses could not escape what God had called him to do. And that's true of all of us. God has given us divine plans, and He wants us to respond in obedience. You may feel nervous and quaking inside, but if you just obey God, trust me, I can assure you, as you're faithful and obedient, He'll cause that to pass, and you'll have a boldness in Christ because you know it's Him and not you. All right, having said that, Father, in Jesus' name, I lift that person. And Lord, there may be more than one who is being asked with a responsibility. Lord, you placed on my heart it was to lead a Bible study, but it could be asking to preach for the first time. Or Lord, I know in our church it was someone who was musically inclined, but they'd never ministered before a congregation. And so many that we enabled to move in praise and worship or in ministry of the Word. I'm thinking, Lord, years ago when we had the local church in the Bay Area. So, Father, I know you are more than able and sufficient to meet whatever feeling they have an inadequacy. And so, Father, I rebuke the lies of the enemy, and I pray for a holy boldness, Lord, as well as this brother. Lord, that we have a power and anointing in giving our personal testimony. Why? Because that's how we came to faith in Lord Jesus. And so, Father, I pray that every work of the enemy is bound. And, Father, I pray for that anointing, the wisdom, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that they will know and have an assurance that they are moving with you, in you, and that you will receive all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, well, I took much longer than I thought, but you know, that's important because I feel we need to know that the Holy Spirit is mindful of where we are at. And so, beloved, I'm going to just tantalize you with a carrot, like before a donkey, you know, they keep chasing it. I'm going to share one passage of scripture, but what I want to do is share some passages in Proverbs to whet your appetite. Proverbs 12 and 25 says, "Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." Praise God. And let's look at Proverbs, the 15th chapter, verse 30. "The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat." Now, it's a good thing to have our bones fat. We don't need probably fat too much anywhere else, but good, healthy, fat bones are a good thing, right? "But the light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart." What would that be? Well, naturally, of course, that refers to physical vision. But spiritually, "If thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." And our eyes should be centered, looking unto Jesus, author and finisher of our faith. "The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart." Jesus does that, does it? Does he not? And then the final passage I'll share with you today is found in Proverbs, the 25th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 25. "As cold waters to a thirsty soul." Have you ever been really, really thirsty on a hot day? And there's nothing like cold water that satisfies. "As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." All right, beloved, that's where I'm going to leave you. I'm going to share some good news from a far country. I know that has natural application in our lives. However, the far country I'm speaking of is that heavenly kingdom, that New Jerusalem, which is going to come down. However, it's not so far away because Jesus said the kingdom is within you. But sharing good news about the kingdom, well, it's definitely good news. We preach the gospel, right, which is good news. So having said that, I will bring this broadcast to a close and hope to see you tomorrow at the same time. And if you have prayer needs, as I always do, it's a great privilege to stand with you as a partner in prayer. And sometimes God requires that we be specific, and sometimes, yes, I know you can pray by yourself. I pray by myself. Over the years, I have found when I have really needed God's intervention, I needed extra strength. There's power in agreement. So if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, then I recommend that you note down the contact information the announcer's about ready to give. I love you very much and pray for you every day, my UCM partners and my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.